Man, all this football going on, man. I forgot about the NBA Finals, man. Just don't know what's going on with the finals. What's going on with basketball? You watching the basketball lately?
You know what's going on.
What's happening?
What you mean, what's happening?
What? Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun?
Finals is the finals. I mean,
we got a little pitch, a little different in your voice.
Nah, we 2-1 up.
2-1 up, huh?
Yes, sir.
No words.
Not at all. LeBron said no words. I don't worry.
Oh, okay. So what happened last night?
We got beat. Couldn't buy a shot.
Just one of them days, huh?
Just one of them games. Turned the ball over, what, 20 times?
Oh, that might be going to that, huh?
10 times in the first quarter. We turned the ball over 10 times in the first quarter.
And then didn't commit another turnover until about the third quarter, huh? Because I kept track because they were saying that y'all were on pace to set the record. Like 40-something turnovers, whatever it was.
And only down 4 points at half.
Yeah, that was crazy. And that's why I don't like Spoelstra, man.
I'm not worried.
I just, 13. If we make just come back.
A few more shots. But Danny Green got to go. Bottom line, Danny Green got to go. I ain't for that, what he doing out there on the court.
The shot everybody was laughing at last night was not a shot. He was trying to throw an oop to Dwight Howard, I believe, right?
Man, the dude garbage, man.
He was not shooting that ball, man. But you know the play I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He was the alley-oop, I know.
Yeah, so they destroyed him on that.
But Danny Green is so... Man, he's so washed
up. Man, he's doing what he can do for 15 million a year.
Man, that dude stinks.
B.A., he only making 15 million a year, B.A.
Only?
So for what he does, it's worth about 15 million a year.
When he go to Staples Center, he need to put a bag over his face.
Go collect the check, huh?
When he go pick his money up. he need to do better, man.
Yeah, it's been rough. But he got the championship pedigree, man. That's what.
But the pedigree is not paying off. Pedigree nothing. The pedigree going to make you make shots.
It's all about the pedigree, man. He's been there before. So just his presence out there is helping y'all.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's why the coach look. I mean,
show
that's
you right.
That's why they look at it, man. AD got into foul trouble early. Was never a factor in the game. If AD's in that game, he don't win that game. Period.
But look, check this out.
But you lost to an undermanned.
It doesn't matter if you don't let our players play.
What?
Man, they had 30 free throws to our two.
Conspiracy referees?
Man, they killed AD, man. Man, the Miami Heat flopping everywhere, man.
What's LeBron?
I thought it was a sniper in the building. So many bodies were falling.
Do y'all hear this crying?
I'm just telling you what I saw. I thought it was a sniper in the building.
B.A., you talking about crying?
No, I'm talking about all this flopping.
Second quarter of that game, what was LeBron doing? I seen him try to flop, B.A., and you saw this. He was trying to flop. It was nobody around for him to even bait for the flop. So let that go, man.
Okay, man.
Let that go. You got beat by an undermanned team last night. Down two of their top players.
Yeah.
This is my question to you and Laker Nation. Is it any possible way that a Michael Jordan-led team would allow that team to beat them last night? Undermanned. That my thing with bringing this up is this has nothing to do with the Lakers.
Now I always want to make it about Michael Jordan. What Michael Jordan got to do with the game?
No, this is me. I'm literally.
Yeah, but it don't make sense.
This is this. This is a dead point. No, you don't want to ask this question because you know he already knows, y'all. Y'all can see his face.
You got to get you a team first.
See,
first you got to get you a team.
He's deflecting. He want to do all that because
I'm not deflecting.
I'm being hurt with this.
You don't win with Portland.
Everybody
you don't won. Win with Houston. You don't win with Denver.
Everybody y'all play. I'm with them.
And now this don't make sense.
Frontline cheerleader.
The wheels done roll down the hill.
Frontline cheerleader. The baby shower is tomorrow. Bring a gift.
Man, that's crazy.
I'm jumping.
You been jumping.
I'm jumping. I'm right.
You're not a Chicago fan?
Come on, man.
Are you a Chicago fan?
Chicago Bulls. Dumb Bulls.
What are
who the head coach?
You don't know nothing about that organization.
Hey, bit of dumb, get us right.
All you know is to hate on LeBron.
That's the focus right now.
You woke up like you listen, I ain't even have to call you or nothing. The Lakers lost, you up here. You ready to go.
Bright eyed and bushy tail.
Right.
Ready to roll.
Don't make sense.
So back to my question, why you deflecting?
No, I'm not answering that question. It's not a question. It's not a question that I feel I should even answer.
Why?
Because it don't make sense. Answer. I don't want to. If Michael Jordan, if stuff, I'm not worried about if.
Yeah. You lost to an undermanned team.
Okay, we lost the game.
LeBron, a healthy LeBron, healthy AD.
So if we go win these next two, are you going to be talking about this one game?
Yes. That's for the history books last night.
No, boy, stop, man.
LeBron and AD lost to an undermanned team.
Man, I don't want... Yeah, of course. AD wasn't on the court for 10 minutes.
Who fault is that?
The referees?
That's his fault.
No, it ain't.
That's his fault. Why Vogel put him back in there?
What?
Why Vogel put him back in there? When he picked up that third foul in the first half.
He had no rhythm, because... Man, that game was set up, man.
Come on. Why you fight through screens, throwing your elbow out, AD? Man,
that's a setup game.
Set up for who?
Set up for the TV. They want this series to be drawn out. They want that money.
Oh, that's a ratings game, huh?
Ratings game. Finals, it was on pace to be the worst finals probably watched.
Yeah. LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the Lakers and all those first-round picks lost to the Miami Heat. That didn't have two of their top scorers.
Right.
So, and Jimmy Butler went, he didn't go crazy. He just went methodical on y'all.
40 points, triple double, ain't just, going crazy.
Just mid-range y'all to sleep.
Yeah.
Just mid-range to sleep. Mm-hmm. They hit 1-3.
So they going to win now? That what you're saying?
Get Bam back.
So you saying they going to win?
Got a puncher's chance.
Okay, they been had a puncher's chance.
But the thing about it is...
They've been had that.
The championship is on tomorrow night.
They've been had it.
Championship tomorrow night.
What?
The trophy's on the line tomorrow night.
So we lose, it's over.
If you lose...
It's over.
They in trouble, like Jimmy Butler said. They in trouble.
Okay.
So don't get motivated on that either, because LeBron was saying that when y'all close that lead down after that first quarter.
I like it. We lose one game and the series over. I love it.
No, I didn't say it's over. I said
you said trouble. You said we lose tomorrow night. In it's trouble. Over. It's over. Yeah. He said it in trouble. You said it's over.
Let me ask you, as an honest A fan, if you lose tomorrow night, what's going to be your thought process? Just answer that question. Let's fast forward. You lost the game tomorrow night.
We got the first two at home and lost the first two. Now we got to go get back home.
Oh, so you're going to keep it positive. You ain't going to be worried?
No, I'm not worried.
Why would you not be worried?
I'm not worried about that team beating us. If the Lakers and AD and them stay on the court and can play, we're going to win. We played without AD last night.
So, which brings me to my final point. LeBron cannot do it without AD.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. He's 35 years old. He needs somebody there with him.
Okay.
I don't care nothing about who get the credit. LeBron said he don't care who get the credit.
He just wants to win.
So don't bring all that. LeBron can't do it by himself. I don't care about that.
So your thoughts?
Ain't no style points in it.
Okay, last night he walked off the court. Last night, you like that? You okay with it? I know you're okay because LeBron did it.
A point what on the clock?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm asking you.
I don't have no problem with it because obviously everybody thought the time was gone.
I mean, it's over. They damn what 11 points. They're not gonna win.
And it was point what on the clock.
No, it don't matter. I don't care.
So what the question? What is this even? What are we even talking about?
I asked you what your thoughts were because people were talking about
LeBron
walking off the court. I said, man, the game's over with.
That's the scrutiny that comes with the man. That's why I like him. That's why he's my favorite player. Is because if he do anything, it gets blown up out of proportion, and I love it.
He walk around in a fisheye lens.
I love it for that reason right there. That's why I'm a LeBron fan.
So,
that's why he lose one game and the sky's falling. They finna blow the whole series.
Olympus has fallen.
Yes, that's what I like about it. It comes with the territory.
Man, I want these boys to get this game tomorrow night and tie this series up so I can really see the pressure that's on not just LeBron, not just on AD, but you.
Ain't no pressure on me. What? Yeah. I ain't playing.
If LeBron does not secure this championship, easy, which is basically handed to him.
Nah, ain't nothing handed to him. Because if it were handed to him, that would be 3-0 game, and we'll be going for the sweep tomorrow night. Ain't nothing easy and handed to you.
You thought you was going for a sweep.
No, ain't it? B.A. Listen, LeBron James said it. It's one of the toughest championships he'll ever have to win.
Stop trying to grow
horns. That's what he say now.
Stop trying to grow horns. You a Bambi right here. Stop trying to grow horns. You not no buck. Stop trying to grow horns. Don't try to quote LeBron on some stuff to try to build up the championship just because LeBron is getting the championship handed to him. You don't want to discredit it. If it shoes on the other foot,
you discredit it. But you can't have it both ways.
What you mean by that?
You can't say that the championship is getting handed to him, then turn around, oh, they're going to knock him off. Because if that was the case, then it wouldn't even be nothing to talk about.
I just want to lose.
Yeah, bingo. I know this.
I'm coming out. I'm not. Hey.
We know y'all want LeBron James to lose. But don't hype it up when it's convenient for you.
No, I said this.
When they win one game, you hype up the one win. Like, it's the series is over. They're going to come back and win four straight.
Because you thought it was going to be a sweep.
No, I didn't. What did I predict? Six games. That's what I... Lakers in six.
Because you were scared.
No, I predicted Lakers in six.
You didn't mean that, though.
How? I said it.
Man, you got that. You got that on... You recorded yourself. You're a recorder saying that. You said Lakers in six, but you was expecting a sweep.
No, I've never in my life rooted for LeBron and ever expected a sweep in no series. But that's because that's not how he plays. He take one game to feel the team out. That's how he do. So he end up losing the first game damn near in every series.
So game three?
What?
Was last night.
Yeah, that's they won.
Oh, okay.
Now LeBron going, we going to make our adjustments. Come back out tonight, tomorrow night, and popping ducks.
So, again, I ask you, if the Heat get Bam back tomorrow.
Man, I don't care. Listen, Bam makes them worse.
He does because...
He can't shoot the threes.
He's limited, yeah.
He can't do what that dude's doing enough.
And he's not big enough to bang and rebound.
So, I don't... We don't care, so...
Listen. Effort-wise, Bam is a nightmare.
Effort-wise, what is he doing?
He's a nightmare.
What is he doing that them other guys ain't doing?
For the Heat?
Yeah.
Man, Bam is a nightmare. Don't even start that.
What is Kelly Olynyk doing?
He's shooting threes.
All right, then.
But Bam hitting the boards, Bam doing all that dirty work.
They rebounded last night.
They did.
So what is he doing? What is he bringing to the table?
So you're telling me Bam don't make no difference?
Bam come back, we guarantee to win. That's what I'm saying.
So
Howard can't come up off that five.
So no chance.
He got to stay at the 3-point line.
No chance Lakers lose tomorrow.
And we winning tomorrow. Ain't no ain't
guaranteed
no
tomorrow.
Guaranteed.
Y'all heard it here first.
I'm guaranteeing.
Y'all heard it here first. On
yeah, we winning.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, we winning.
How, B.A.?
We always win game that 2-1 game.
We gonna see, man. We gonna see. But I'm not hating on LeBron, man. You know.
It's not you. Yeah, you hating and you ain't. Yeah, we know you hate, man. I don't care, though. But that's why I like him, though, because people like you. People like you and Skip Bayless, that's why I like LeBron.
I hate on LeBron, man. LeBron's a great guy. Good community guy off the court.
All that's fine and dandy.
He does great things, man. It's just, you know, it's just when the pressure's on and on the free throw line. I don't know. He shoot the free throw, the hairline go backwards. He just can't put it together, man. Nah, he's the best thing. He's the best athlete that we've seen in our generation, all the way around. I give him his respect on that. I still vote Michael Jordan as the best basketball player. Mm-hmm. The end.